Yeah.
I have that just in case. Let me see. Slip?
Like a slipping. There you go.
That or like a.
That one. That's the one.
We can do that when somebody slips up.
I farted and a poopy almost slipped out. My dad tried to hit me with a cast iron pot. I forgot to turn the stove off and burned down the whole house.
That one's really good.
I saw one of those videos, you know those videos where it's like people talking about like the slang and the phrases that only they use. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where like you have to like guess the phrase that only you use. And I saw one where somebody was doing it with their dad and they were like, oh, sorry. I mean, this is potty talk, so I apologize. Part of my French, but
you can't swear.
I'm not swearing.
Oh.
Potty talk.
Okay.
Bathroom talk. And
restroom speak, if you will.
Restroom speak, if you will. And they were like, this is what Dad says when he farts and we say it smells bad, and he goes, it's hot air passing over poop.
I saw that too.
Every time somebody says a fart smells, I just think of that.
Laz, that was lovely lavatory language.
Lavatory language. Potty talk. Potty. What's another P word? Potty pandering?
Potty parlay.
Potty parlay.
I laid down the nastiest air biscuit earlier with Laz.
Yeah, it was so gross.
It was really
and then he
bad.
Brought it in the car.
It was bad, dude.
It followed you.
It
no,
did.
My farts like follow me.
It's stuck to him.
They do. They follow me.
Dude, I always get the FCC and the FAA, the acronyms, mixed up. And one of those is the flight control. One of those is like the FAA, like, isn't the FAA like the, like, air traffic control? And the FCC is the one for radio. And I always get them mixed up. Because I was talking the other day, I was like, yeah, like, you can't swear because of the FCC. And then I said FAA. I got made fun of for it. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Ooh, really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because I am very familiar with both of those acronyms.
Okay, why don't you just go back to your lavatory language?
Lavatory language? Bathroom speak.
bathroom banter.
Oh, bathroom banter.
That's a good one.
Potty parlay, I guess, is a good one.
Yeah.
Lavatory language.
Loo. The loo.
Allude to the loo.
You guys need to shut up.
Wait, I have another good icebreaker, if I could change the subject. Or are you still thinking of... If you're still thinking, it's
no,
okay.
No, go ahead.
This is a classic, a very classic icebreaker that I like to use with the freshmen that I mentor, and it is, if you were a pirate during pirate times, would you choose to have a hook or a peg leg? And then also follow up, do you, like, there's, because it's two parts, it's like, what do you think you would have, and which one would you want? Does that make sense?
This is a trick question. This is so straightforward, it's not even funny.
Wait, what were the two options?
I disagree. Because I think I have an unpopular opinion.
What are the two options?
Hook or peg leg.
If you choose peg leg, you are psychotic.
Peg leg.
No.
All the way.
No. First of all, Buster from Arrested Development, which is amazing.
Yes, but like I don't think I give hook vibes either.
Second of all, imagine you're standing at the top of the mast, right? Oh, crap, there's something going on down below, right? There's some fighting or something. You take that hook, get it in the sail, and you fly right down.
I'm just, cool
just
enough
fly
that I can
right
do that
with
my
with
hand.
The hook. No, you can't. What, you're going to stick your hand through the sail and then cut all the way down?
You heard me.
No.
That's not,
no,
yeah.
I don't see it.
Knife. I bring you knife.
No,
I present knife.
No.
Yeah, but body knife.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, I would want a peg leg. I
also
know it's...
You can fish.
I understand the benefits
fish
of
hook.
A hook, but I want a peg leg.
But, like,
I just,
for what reason?
Cool. I just think I look like I should have a peg leg.
I just saw a video of a guy trying to walk through sand with a peg leg on, and he was like, this is really, really hard to do.
I'm gonna
I don't know
be
how
the
pirates
coolest,
did it.
Yeah, because I'm going to be super cool like that.
Do you realize how, like, it's so difficult? Like, you have no... There's very little balance.
Well, the crazy thing is that me and I think most of the people I asked that, like my friends, said peg leg, and then when I presented the question to my mentees, they were like, obviously hook.
Yeah.
That is the obvious answer. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. But, like, you're right. But, like, I want a peg leg.
But you just want to be a contrarian.
No, because everybody
Devil's
else was like, definitely peg
room.
Leg. And I was like, right, definitely peg leg. And then everybody else was like, hook.
Well, Jenna, what would you do?
I was also thinking the leg. I mean,
see?
I just don't understand how that would make any logical sense to choose to have a peg leg instead of a hook hand.
Let me present this. I think vibes wise, Colin gives hook. I give peg leg. I think Peter gives peg leg, and I think you give hook, Jenna.
Oh, I give hook?
I think so.
Okay, I wanted a hook, but I thought that, like...
Am I allowed to say hookers, or is that in poor taste? Will we get shut down?
We've already said it, so... No, but I think Jenna gives hook vibes. I think you give peg leg vibes.
No.
I feel like if you were a pirate, you'd be like a peg legging pirate.
No. That's what I'm going to leave it right there. No, I wouldn't.
So then... Okay.
I want a hook hand or nothing.
Wait, so Jenna, do you want a peg leg or do you want a hook?
No, I wanted the hook.
She wants the hook.
Yeah.
You just said you were a peg leg person.
Well, no, because I thought that was like more...
The vibe?
Yeah, like my vibe. But like I would want the hook.
Okay, but then Peter, vibes wise, do you think you're a hook vibe?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I want a hook.
But I feel like you're such a handy guy, like you need your hands.
But no, it's so much...
Hold on. Interchangeable compartments for the hook?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's part of it. But also, think about it. We're living in pirate era.
Okay. What if he's just a really smart pirate?
I'm saying, like, you're not having, like, a drill bit. Like, I want to make that clear that we're not, like, dealing with electricity
here. Obviously not. But, like, knife hand... butter knife?
No, but, like, sure, think about it. Think about it. You have a little shootout, right? But both of you lose your guns, right? Now you're both using your swords or whatever, right?
Your rapiers.
And you both smack each other's swords out. Now he's just got his hands. And what do you have? A sharpened hook. He doesn't stand a chance.
And now imagine if he has a peg leg. Who's winning that fight?
Yeah, literally.
Maybe he's going to run away on a peg leg?
I'm never making the argument that it's better. I'm just saying I want one. Like, I'm not disagreeing.
So why would you choose the worst option?
Because I just think it's cool.
But you think that...
I also think it symbolizes a certain like level of status to be like, I am a pirate, and I am so cool that I don't even need this leg.
I feel like it's so much more dramatic to like be talking to someone in the pirate world and they're like, you know, how many times have you been around the world? And you just like hold up your hand and it's just a hook and you're like, do you see this?
What if I went like this?
Yeah, that's less cool if you have to pull your entire leg up.
They can hear me coming though. Clip clop, clip clop.
Yeah, exactly. Who are you gonna sneak up on?
Imagine running your hook along the walls.
Well, imagine running my leg
up. Yeah, that'd be so crazy. Bro. Right, I'm not even gonna
I don't know. I just think like
plus,
I don't know.
What if your mateys down below the deck are getting up to no good? You know, they're gambling and they're smoking and they're drinking, right? Am I allowed to talk? Yeah, that's fine. But like, and then you're like headed to like catch them. They know you're coming. Your footsteps are recognizable. It goes thud, click, thud, click. You know what I mean? They're gonna know it's you. You can't sneak up.
I just want a peg leg.
I think you would have one.
Thank you, Jenna. Yeah. I agree.
It smells like nachos in here all of a sudden.
It does. I noticed that too. Who's cooking up some nachos in here?
I don't know, but it smells delicious.
Who's cooking up some nachos in here?
I don't smell it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not even using my nose and I like smell something. You know what I mean? It's like a mental smell.
The other
smell.
Day, was it? No, it was Talia. Talia was in my car and the car, all of a sudden, no, it was with you. Was it you where it smelled like cinnamon?
No. No, that wasn't me.
It must have been. Yeah, it must have been Talia then.
In theory, you can, your brain could make up smells, right? Because it's just going from your nose to your brain and your brain's interpreting it. So in theory, your brain could mess up and just smell something that's not there, right?
That's what I was going to say is we were talking about the muffin shop and then all of a sudden we both smelt cinnamon. So part of me feels like that was just like.
Yeah.
Brain fart teaser thing. Brain be farting.
I be farting.
And the crazy thing is, sometimes I be farting, and then I'll be talking about how I just farted, and then I smell fart. Like, what are the chances, right? That is so suspicious.
That one took me a second to, like, get the joke. He be farting.
This is Colin from 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Bring you Soapy Serenades every Thursday at 2 p.m. tonight, 9 to 11 p.m. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. Thank you.
Speaking of plugs.
Play the applause.
Oh,
Wow, real subtle, guys.
Yeah, I tried to be subtle and...
I'm sorry. Today, there is a YouTube ad, and it was 30 seconds long, and I couldn't skip it.
That's the worst.
It's not... That's a crime.
I hate those.
I'm like...
Was it one or two?
It was one long 30-second ad.
But then was there
ad.
A second one after?
No.
Oh, thank God.
But like, usually the 30-second ones can skip, and then the 15-second ones you have to watch all the way through. I'd rather watch a 15-second one through and then be able to skip the next one than to watch a 30-second ad all the way through.
I agree.
That's not the right one that I wanted to do.
I bet you turned to this station looking for a great song, right? You were looking for your favorite hit. Joke's on
and
you.
And you've just been talking for 20 minutes.
We've been talking for 20 minutes about whatever.
About hooks and peg legs.
Hooks and peg legs. The car chase. And you were just trying to find a good song to listen to at your party.
But maybe you stayed for the delightful
and
banter.
Your party's ruined now. Your guests are leaving because talked laboratory language and now they're all leaving.
Imagine they turn on the station because the jams are good and then now all of a sudden we're talking and now it's just like a big like frat party of people just sitting and listening.
I hope not. That would be really awkward.
No, I think that'd be awesome. They're bonding.
I just picture a bunch of like old-fashioned radios with like the kids sitting around listening close to the radio.
The kids,
you know what I mean?
The kids these days.
If your kids are still up. Wasn't Yikes. That a thing when it like hit 10 and they were like, do you know where your kids are?
Yes.
I'm going to do that right now. Do you know where your kids are?
It's not a school night.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You don't know where they are.
Kids still get kidnapped on the weekends, Jenna.
Okay.
Jenna's like, Jenna's like, that doesn't happen on the weekends.
They don't retire on the weekends. They're not like taking the weekend off. It's not a like 5-day a week job. It's, it's also after 10, so we can... We can't swear.
We can't swear. Okay. Songs can swear.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Good to know.
When anyway, can we swear?
We can't swear.
Predators anyway. Don't take the weekends off. I feel like, if anything, those are their peak days. It's like the restaurant business. Saturday nights? Ooh.
They're like, you know what? I just had a long 5-day week. I just want to relax and kidnap some
five
people.
5 weeks and nothing. I need to take a break.
You guys.
5 weeks of kids in school? Like, this is they're not even coming to me anymore.
Candy in the van doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
We're not condoning kidnapping. In fact, we're against it.
Yeah, we're anti-kidnapping. You hear that, you guys?
Make it a PSA. Just anti-kidnapping.
Yeah.
Hey.
I made the announcement of where do you know where your kids are? And that seems fair.
Yeah.
Do you know where your kids are? Yeah, it's 10:00.
Hold on, I'll make a PSA. Hey. You guys, don't kidnap. This is an ad brought to you by an unlicensed ad to you brought by the Ad Council, WMFO 91.5 FM, and me, Colin, host of Sophie Serenades.
Don't play a sound effect.
Please don't. Please don't.
Completely.
If only you had the Law and Order sound.
Oh, you know what?
Boom, 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 boom.
I'll grab that.
Boom, boom.
Let's see.
Here we go. That's no, that's perfect. Good. That's perfect. Ooh.
Well, that one's crisp.
The one before that was really crisp. No, the one after that.
That one's fresh.
Oh, it's just that one's just a dun dun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But the first
one
you played was kind of like garbled.
Uh-huh.
Is garbled a word?
No, but I like it. Garbled.
Garbled's a good one. No,
I was telling
you. No,
it
is? That is a word. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to start using that.
I also thought scooch was a word. Like scooch over.
Yeah, that's a word.
Oh,
but
no,
like not talking... Sometimes I say scooch and people are like, what are you talking about?
No,
I'm like,
no,
scooch,
no.
Bro.
I was talking about this the other day with Talia because I exclusively don't use the word scooch anymore. I use the word ooch because you use that word, and I've never met anybody else who uses ooch. So, like, at work, I'll be like, just ooch it over a little.
Okay,
and they're like, what are you saying?
Let me clarify, guys. There is a difference between scooch and ooch, okay? Scooch, you really got to move. Like, you got to move
a good amount of movement.
Ooch is kind of like, I'm trying to wiggle in here. Just give me a little bit of room. Let me ooch in
but
here.
But I've never heard the word ooch until you used it, so I just assume they're the same. So, like, at work, I'm working on
rookie mistake.
AutoCAD files, and I'm like, they're like, how do I fix this? And I'm like, and I'm like, ooch it over it. And they're looking at me like, who are you?
No. That's completely the wrong context to use the word ooch.
I feel good about it.
Like, ugh.
Ooch it over, brother.
No, like picture you're getting the back seat of a car, right? And two people are sitting on both sides, and it's just the middle seat, and there's not quite enough space. You say, sorry, I gotta ooch in here a little bit, right?
Yeah.
If you're getting in the car, and the person is sitting in the middle seat for some reason, but the both sides are open. You get in, you say scooch over, as in all the way over to the other side.
So then what word would you use about moving something slightly over in a CAD file?
I would say scooch.
Wow. Well, I just hit the microphone.
I mean, it depends on how far. She's getting violent, folks.
Guys, it's getting heated.
It depends how far you're moving it. And also, I feel like if I was in, say I was in Excel, right? And I have to move something from one Excel sheet to the next. I would say scooch it from one side, one file, one sheet to the next, right?
Yeah.
But if it's within the same sheet, I would say ooch. Because it's small enough. I'm just going to ooch it to this cell. But if I'm moving it to a different sheet,
no,
I'm scooching
it. Like just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooch. Ooch. Ooch and scooch.
Add it to the dictionary, folks.
Yeah. Write that one down. Save it for later. Were you trying to play music or?
I'm going to play a song now.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
This one goes out to all the lemurs out there. Enjoy, folks.
I love how all girls are move them body. And when you move your body, wanna move it nice and sweet and sexy. Alright, woman, you're cute. How you doing, you know me? Bitch, you're not cute, buddy. You want me fat, but the woman, you're cute. How you doing, you know me? Bitch, you're not cute, buddy. You want me fat, but the woman, physically fit. Physically fit. Physically, physically, physically. Woman, physically fit. Physically fit. Physically, physically, physically. Woman, you're nice, sweet, fantastic. Bitch, you're funny, you're not a bit tight. Come on!
Plug. I fuck. If never I fuck.
Street is the same price as an hour of therapist. No wonder we're all fucked up.
I tell you what, Maria, sir, that's a great point.
I got a point to be proven to myself. Sitting too long, getting moldy on the shelf, cause I'm too far gone when it comes to mental health. I'd be sick in the head with a little bit of wealth. Time I tend to write a glotty cool estranchera. My time can do yin and they need to sit down, chera. I get relaxed when I get you recant your cock. Now my girl will be your guest at the show with my.
Shots again to your doing, yeah, they're doing it to you constantly. An individual is surely what you want to be. You're born to sound good, live your fantasy. Before they eat you up, riskier than lafagy. Fun sucker, BG, Grisakas, clean it off, flan mucker. There'll be pushbacks, but relax, shocker. Cause shorter's real set, they heal it on, brother.
It's a philosophy, me legum don't do more real. Goal of aim, or an ear, heal a tie, or an TV, Steve. To be a fact for me, because Khabib, a talent, all of it. So it's how it's meant to be, so got your cogger. Clean out hands, now here's the hand fucker. Be hagin' shit, toss her, Murray Hagin, toss her, toss her. There's no shit at the cost her, so talk, shine, shine, score. New vision is fossa.
I got a point to be proven to myself. Sitting too long, getting moody on the shelf. Cause I'm too far gone when it comes to mental health. But I be sick in the head with a little bit of wealth. I'm a tender, but I got a cool distance, sure. My time came to yin and they need to sit down, sure.
اگری لاتا نکش ری کانچا نمای گلابی گش تا کشور ما.
To the devil, let me be rich instead. He said,
you'll no longer be scampered, you'll be second ahead. Nive to real susrajana, a go gets a be fiber. Now you want this for nagenas of rest when you're pissed.
Yes,
you're a ma comp makara.
Son, I'll be back for a fat loan tomorrow. That's me never getting dressed, depressed, and always para. Throwing tantrums in my mansion, am I embarrassed?
Gosh, shots come and get the bugger mirror. Kneel and dirt, my delum to S Macara. Earth straight, insecure moment, smoke on number, smoke until it's all done, all gone. No hard magic till it's all gone. But we're making up our own laws. Never getting worried about our own flaws. Fuck a real job, we make our own bob. Kneecap, tree cap, we're our own gods.
I got a point to be proven to myself. Sitting too long, getting moody on the shelf. Wasn't too far gone when it comes to mental health. But I'd be sick in the head with a little bit of wealth. I'm a gender, but I got a coolish dancer. My time can't be on a dini, do the dancer. I get relaxed when I get shit, we can't check out. Now I'm gonna be a guest, I'm a show, am I?
I'm losing my edge. kids whose footsteps I hear when they get on the decks. I'm losing my edge to the internet
seekers
who can tell me every member of every good group from 1962 to 1978. Although I'm losing my edge, I'm losing all the kids to the art school of Brooklynites and Berlin in little jackets and borrowed nostalgia for the unremembered 80s. Well, I'm losing my edge.
Sorry, everyone, I'm going to play the lyric before this because I want them to hear this. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
I woke up naked on the beach in Ibiza in 1988. But I'm losing my edge to better looking people with better ideas and more talent. Song ever done by anybody. Every great song by the Beach Boys, all the underground hits, all the modern lovers tracks. I heard you have a vinyl of every Niagara record on German imports. I heard that you have a white label of every seminal Detroit techno hit, 1985, 86, 87. I heard that you have a CD compilation of every good 60s cut. And another box set from the 70s. I hear you're buying a synthesizer and an arpeggiator and throwing your computer out the window because you want to make something real. You want to make a jazz record. I hear that you and your band have sold your guitars and bought turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your turntables and bought guitars.
Bye.
wir schon in der Schlange an. Und irgendwie kommen die Blondinen immer früher dran. Der Türsteher prüft den Männerbestand und ich seh von hier hinten seine Hirnrückwand. Doch mit Leuten tanzen war die bessere Option als mit Basilikum verrotten auf dem Balkon. Nur Ali ist irgendwie wieder draußen geblieben. Könnte das etwa an seiner Hautfarbe liegen? Im Stroboskop siehst du aus, als müsstest du Spaß haben. Ich krieg gratis einen Gehörschaden. Es ist zu laut in der Disco. Wie, bitte laut in der Disco. Wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco. Wie, bitte laut in der Disco. Wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco. Krassen Fete klatschen mich an die Wand, als wär ich Tapete. Der Typ vor mir sieht aus wie Machete und sagt zu mir:
Hey Baby, du bist Rakete.
Ich sag zu ihm: Kannst du dich bitte verpissen? Er sagt zu mir:
Klar darfst du meine Nummer wissen.
Hier steht die Luft wie in einer Sauna in Schweden und ich werd mir jetzt erstmal einen Drink geben. Es ist zu laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, oh, oh, laut in der Disco. Es ist zu laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Eine Wodka-Mate, bitte 6 Euro?
Wie, bitte was?
Meine Güte, 7 Euro für ein kleines
Bier vom Fass.
Mehr 2 Euro Pfand, doch die Flasche verschwand, weil ich mein Zeug überall
rumliegen lass.
Wasser mit Hopfen, man schmeckt K.O.-Tropfen, warte mal.
Eine Wodka-Mate, bitte 6 Euro.
Was?
Meine Güte, 7 Euro für ein kleines
Bier.
Mit 2 Euro Pfand und die Flaschen verschwand, weil ich mein Zeug überall
rumliegen lass.
Wasser mit Hopfen, man schmeckt K.O.-Tropfen,
warte mal.
Es ist zu laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, oh, oh, laut in der Disco. Es ist zu laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, wie, bitte laut in der Disco, wie, bitte was? Laut in der Disco, oh.
Everybody, get in line.
Nothing can come between us. Nothing gets you down. Nothing strikes your fancy. Nothing turns you on. Somebody is waiting in the hallway. Somebody is falling down the stairs. Everything looks impressive.
And as we listen to the outro of Making Flippy Floppy by Talking Heads, I would like to extend a, first of all, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Not me yet. Somebody wished me a happy Father's Day today at work, and I was like, dude, I am...
You look like you would.
Do I?
No.
Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Jenna. Never say that again, Peter. Although I go for the dad look, no. There's a reason why I go for the dad look. It's kind of ironic. Not because I actually want to be one.
Dang.
Womp womp, am I right? Anyways, yeah, happy Father's Day to those that celebrate. Happy,
celebrate.
I'm trying to watch my language. There's a reason why I wasn't looking to you during that, Laz. Jesus Christ.
What are you implying?
Shut up. Shut up.
Everybody's and you're not going to play the cricket noise
I
now?
I was going to play the cricket noise. I was just going on to it. God damn it. But also... Happy birthday, happy nearly birthday, Jenna. Happy nearly birthday. Are we going to sing?
Almost birthday.
Should we all sing?
No. I think we have
2 hours.
We have something. No, we don't need to sing because.
No, but I want to sing.
Colin, you go off then.
Well, I need. No.
We're not all going to sing happy birthday.
Why?
Not right now.
Because I'm hungry.
If I start singing, will you guys join in?
No.
No. But you can test that theory by starting.
This is either going to be like the most awesome thing that you've ever seen.
But you got to have the cricket button ready.
Yeah. Or it's going to feel like bugs crawling underneath everybody's skin.
Yeah.
I don't want to test that.
Okay,
theory.
Ready? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
No?
I didn't say I was going to sing. I just counted you in. Go ahead.
Why would you count me in without singing?
Anyway, happy birthday, Jenna.
Happy birthday, Jenna. 21. 21 Savage.
21 Club.
Double digits.
21 Club. She's not the last one, though.
What are you going to have for your first drink? Are you just going to jump right to crack?
Oh, no. My God. Oh,
wow, it's after 10, isn't it?
I wanted to go to Uno, like Uno Pizza.
I haven't been there in years.
Guys, it's so good. Uno's.
It is.
Uno's.
Yeah, it's plural.
We were
plural.
We were
it's not an Uno.
Possessive.
I'm going to go to Uno.
Yeah.
One.
Uno?
Or a singular Uno.
I went
Uno.
To Applebee's for my 21st
yeah,
birthday.
They
yeah,
they have like such fun drinks.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
Like restaurants like that.
Where's the nearest Uno's?
It's
didn't we try to go there
yes,
on prom night?
For prom night. For prom night.
Prom
I was just going to say
night.
That. Yeah,
wasn't that the one that was literally blocked
off? It was
off
blocked
from
off.
Every
it was blocked off by police.
Into TGI Fridays. Also probably has good drinks, if
oh,
I had to guess.
Yeah.
TGIF.
Anyway, happy birthday, Jenna.
Have you
so
looked at
the, what are you going to get?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you looked at the drink menu?
They have this like... It's like a blue cocktail thing, and they put like Swedish fish in it.
Oh, like
oh that's cute.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited. About it.
Have you seen that the Outback puts like a shark inside of your drink and it's called the Shark Attack?
Yeah.
And it's filled with like grenadine.
Yeah.
It's like blue water, but then they have like a shark that's full of blood and they go blah.
You mean Nordic swimmers or whatever they're called?
Oh, yeah. You mean
Scandinavian swimmers.
Yes,
Scandinavian swimmers.
Scandinavian
swimmers.
Swiffers. Scandinavian swiffers.
Nordic nauticals.
What did you just say about
bathroom
my nauticals?
Banter lavatory.
you talking about my nauticals over there?
Nordic nauticals?
Not. Tighten ups. You ever see a Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yes.
Tighten ups.
Give me a fart noise. Give me a good one.
Which one?
Any of them. Pick. That's a good one.
Fart?
Yeah.
I have multiple farts.
Go for it. Oh, I like that one because it's nice and short. Too messy.
Too messy.
Well, I got a bunch of farts up here.
Fart it up, brother.
No, way too messy.
Ew, that one was so bad.
Why are these so bad?
One fart?
No, that was three separate ones.
Oh my god, bro, that's.
that one cannot be allowed on
no,
the radio.
That one was a bit loud. That's not a fart.
What sort of a fart?
I want to watch the red bar that's over here that shows the volume. It's like spike.
Yeah, I was watching it over there.
What else?
Is there a bar over there?
On the screen.
Oh, on the screen, yeah.
Le Fart de Simon is that this one is called. Okay, that's just...
Bro.
I once saw this video on YouTube where it was just like they found, like, these people found a...
I didn't press anything. That's still going.
It was a residual. People found like a fart soundboard and they'd play one and then they'd play name that fart and then they would, it would be like three people and one person plays the fart and the other two people had to give it a name and then they gave points to the person who gave it the best name. Name that fart.
Name that fart.
I really do think that this, oh, I have to fill it.
Or I think they also did a portion where they had to try and guess the name, but I think naming it is more fun.
Oh yeah.
Cause that's basically what you're doing anyway. Right?
I choose not to name my farts because they're gone so quickly.
I mean,
quickly,
no, but like, you know, on a fart soundboard.
No, I'm just talking about in general.
Okay.
Try not to name them.
Okay. You know? Okay.
It's like naming a hamster. Like,
who needs it?
You don't name a hamster.
hamster, that's the name.
Mm. Oh.
Pet hamster.
Huh.
I love that sound so much.
Wait, is there like the peanut butter baby one where he goes ah?
I can look it up. Hold on. Peanut butter, baby. That is not the peanut butter baby.
There it is.
Go.
Yeah. There are so many good ones in here. We got
That slipping one is just.
It's so good.
Oh, this is a good one.
What the Sigma?
Kids say that all the time. That's
I know.
Cool.
I'm so Gen Z. We're too old.
What the Sigma?
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, that's
how
like,
is it? How are we already too old?
That's
to
a full circle radio moment because we started being like, oh, I'm so Gen Z. I'm so young, and now it's like, oh, I'm so Gen Z. I'm so old.
Yeah.
That is my roommate's favorite sound.
Metal pipe clang.
Metal pipe.
Oh yeah,
clang.
Aubrey. I remember Aubrey going like.
Like just like holding. Yeah. She loves that thing.
It's so good, dude. Oh.
You using the soundboard is dangerously close to putting her back on the soundboard grind, which is not good for me personally.
You should get one of those like actual like silicone button soundboards, you know what I mean? Where
yes.
You can press all the buttons and
you should
do that.
They should build one into that.
Yeah, honestly, that should be a...
Into that radio... What is this called?
Radio console.
The board.
The console.
The board.
The Wii console.
The Wii console.
The Wii stick.
Balance board.
The balance board.
What are some other good ones on here? BB... I love this song. Have you never heard this?
No, I have.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. You guys heard... Okay.
Is there a Waluigi noise on that one?
Such a specific request.
Well, I'm just wondering. There you go.
Yeah, that's
that'll do it.
You good brother Waluigi!
I feel so bad for whoever's listening to them.
We're probably losing listeners pretty quickly.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Let's double check. We are at 31.
Yeah, we lost three people.
They just went to bed.
Do you think we lost those three people at the farting noises, or do you think it was the...
Probably like three...
Pipe clanging?
Probably three like German rave songs in a row, if
you
I had to
guess.
You
think that's what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
And then the Irish rap.
And then the Irish rap, at
currently... 10:54 at night.
Or my 8-minute long song. That probably lost.
That
actually probably was the most that we lost. Oh, well.
Sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay.
I enjoy that song.
It's a good song. It's just 8 minutes long.
I understand.
They should do, like, you know how they have Hotel California abbreviated?
Yes.
They should do that.
Yeah. I get it.
Why is it shooting the breeze? Why is it, like... like, what about that is...
Like, the phrase?
Yeah.
Shoot.
But like, what? Is it like the idea that you're like laying around just shooting in the air and you're
I think so.
Like shooting the breeze.
Yeah.
I guess I just put that together as well, but what did I learn?
What did I say? What did I say?
That's something I've been saying recently. No, I feel like there's something I learned today was like a phrase from my mom, but now I don't remember what it was.
Don't piss in the barrel that
was,
has fish in it?
It was, no. Remember how we were talking about that motel? Oops, my bag. remember we were talking about that motel called the Concordian?
Of course.
I never put together that it's in Concord, and that's why it's called the Concordian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never put that together. Like, it makes sense, I just never put it together.
Have you ever seen anybody play the accordion? It's crazy.
Yeah, I have.
That's
hey,
like...
I play the accordion.
No, you don't.
I have an accordion.
Wait, are you serious? I want to try to play that.
No, it's like old and like handmade.
Yeah, my brother bought
okay,
like an old handmade accordion. I don't know why.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's ours. I think we might have sold ours very recently.
Was it at the Lawrence Antique Mall?
I don't think so.
Okay, then probably not.
We got about 2 minutes left.
4 minutes.
Yeah, we have to let the next people come in too.
Oh, there's people after us?
I believe so.
Oh, those poor people.
I know.
That's following up this.
We really
following up this great show.
No, we probably lost all the listeners, and they're like, we're never coming back to that radio.
I mean, we basically did a 2-hour podcast. Not that I'm complaining.
I'm not complaining either. We should do this more often.
I love podcast. Just talking. Like, it's like podcast style. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we should definitely do this more often.
Everybody cares so much what I think about and talk about. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know?
I agree. I desperately want to start a podcast. Desperately.
I'm actually going to give you credit for that because I thought that was the soundboard.
So did I. So did I. I was going
to
say the same
thing.
No, that's
why I tried to make it sound like that.
Okay. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk on it. I'll bring it up. Here's a genuine...
You know what? I'll say it.
I don't care you broke your elbow. No, genuine question, okay? So we were talking about this during class. I'll try to be quick about this because we only have a couple more minutes left. But if you get your testicles replaced, right? Is it your kids? Or does your DNA overwrite it and now it's different? Like, is it yours? Or is it whoever donated? You see what I mean?
No, wait. So you're saying like testicle like transplant?
Yeah.
So you get a new one put on?
From someone else.
I don't think they're making.
Oh, thank
anymore.
Goodness, there's nobody on after us.
Okay, so we can linger a little bit.
We can linger, but can also you're linger. Hungry.
Yeah, it's
fine. Well, yeah, you guys see what I'm talking about though here? You see what I'm working?
I don't
with?
Think that's how that works.
No, but I'm saying like if you got a transplant like.
Would I think
you?
It's like boobs, where like you just get implants. Like I don't think you just like.
No, but I'm saying it's probably possible, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but why
think
not?
They make new sperm.
But like, why not?
Because I think that's not how that works.
But like, if it did work like that, do you think it would be DNA?
No, I think it's.
Or do you think it would be whoever had it first?
I just like really don't balls, think that's you know how I mean? That works, because that's like where I mean I guess by your logic it's the old person's.
Right, because you're like it's programmed to make a specific kind, like a specific DNA, right?
Yeah, I just don't think that's. I want to make it clear that I don't think that that's how that works. But if I'm gonna play your game,
saying,
then
like,
I guess the old person's. I don't want to say old person. That sounds bad. The first person.
Well, if it's an old person, it's definitely not going to.
Yeah,
anyway,
I don't. I
sorry,
really
that
don't.
was on my mind because I was
wait,
like that really.
Sorry, testicle that? Transplants, right?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though? Like, whose would it be?
It would be yours, because your body, the...
But it all comes from the testicles.
Yes, but your tubes are the things that make it.
But it's made
in
the testicles.
No, it's...
It's made in the testicles.
I know that's made in the testicles, but you're...
This isn't crude because
it's
anatomical. This isn't crude because it's anatomical. It's an anatomical question.
It's like how a brain transplant works. Like, you don't get the memories of the person before you. Like...
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my mom is
brain,
listening.
Brain
sorry,
transplant.
Mom.
It's like
no,
brain.
No, it's like it's a fair question, though. I feel like we're not being rude about it. It's just a
no,
fair question.
No, I agree.
That's like
I
an
just,
actual
I
question.
I need to Google if this is a thing, because I don't think it is.
It's a real question. That was really genuinely, because that's like an interesting idea, isn't it? Like
it is an interesting
and
idea.
And like, if you get a different transplant,
like,
too, like, is it producing, it must be producing your DNA, so
yes.
Therefore it would be the same, right? Like, if you got
A heart transplant.
Well, no, because the heart doesn't really make anything. It just pumps. What makes red blood cells?
I found an answer.
I don't know what part.
There's an answer.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
All right.
Testicle? This is the... I don't like that Google does this now.